It was one night we had a fire, and it was an apartment fire. And it was cold, rainy, sleet and snow. It was a heck of a condition. And my wife said to me, "You don't need to be going out at this time of night. You know, you're getting to be a senior citizen. You might fall and hurt yourself and that sort of thing." And I said to her, "We just got a call for a fire and we got about 20, 25 people out with nowhere to go. Our mortgage is paid for this month. Our gas is on, our water is on, and we have some food in the pantry. And if I don't make it back, it'd be unfortunate, but I've got to go."
I don't cry easily, but that gets me every time, Mr. Grayson. I have to say it. You know, that to me is just powerful. What kind of demands do you put on yourself when it comes to providing service to other people?
Well, I just consider myself fortunate to be able to assist someone in need. It's an honor for me to go to a incident where people have been burned out and that sort of thing. And I understand it even better because I had an incident of my own.
And that helped to put things into perspective for you.
In real perspective.
What was that like?
When I had gone off and I had come back home, and when I walked in, my wife's grandson was there, and he said, "I smell smoke." By that time, I said, "I do too." So I went in all of my rooms in the house trying to see whatnot. I opened the basement door. Smoke started coming out. In the meantime, I had told them, I said, "Call the fire department. Even if we can't find it, at least have them on the way." And then, of course, when they came, I started directing the fire. Fireman's, you know, it's in the basement. And I was burned out to the extent that I couldn't stay in the house. But it gave me a real understanding as to how people feel when they have been burned out. And you look and see you don't have a bed to sleep on. You don't have any furniture. You don't have anything. It's rewarding to me when I do go and assist a person in need.
Let's say you had a young mind that you were trying to mold and to shape and to make them successful. What are some of the lessons learned that you would try to impart to them?
First thing is be honest to the people you deal with. Tell them the truth. Whatever you have desires or ambitions to do, do it. Whenever I get a chance to talk to young people, I call them young sprouts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a simple word. Mm-hmm. Do what you say you're going to do and do what's right. No shortcuts.